Travis. How are you?
Hey.
Doing good? Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, so I'll be going over pricing in details with you, and I'm just grabbing these notes. I know you were speaking with my representative. Did she do a good job explaining to you the reason of the call?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any questions for me before we jump into pricing and programming?
What's the business name?
Our company is called Local, like as in your local area, and then Splash, like a splash of water. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. Okay. So let me see here. A couple of things I wanted to clarify. So she put down 100 miles or less. On an average, typically, how far would you say you like to travel?
On average?
Yeah. I would think 100 miles is depending on the job, right? If it makes money, then it makes sense. Okay. So typically, do you like to stay within 50 miles? I mean, if there's a book of business there?
Yeah, I'd say 60.
60? Okay.
60 miles. Yeah.
Okay. And then I actually found, I did a quick search for your company by name, and I see, let me see here. Yeah, I don't think that one's yours. There's a Tri-Quality Construction. Do you have a Facebook page set up?
No.
No?
I mean,
okay.
It'd be under TA Quality Construction.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I found one that says Tri-Quality Construction in Bismarck. Interesting.
That must be a typo or something. I've never heard of Tri-Quality, so.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. That's not his. Okay. There is an Angie's, formerly known as Home Advisor. It looks like there's also, let me see here. I see a Yelp listing.
I just started the Angie's List program, actually.
Oh, how long ago?
So.
Oh, my gosh, last week? Okay. So have they started sending you any leads yet?
Yeah, they sent me 2 leads, but it's all kind of new, and seemed kind of expensive to me because, some leads you're not going to get.
Now let me ask you, are you calling the leads right away? Because that's one thing that I will say about their program, because you're sharing the lead, you want to make sure you're calling that lead right away. Otherwise, someone else is going to beat you to the call. Okay, good, good. What is your lead cost? Do you mind if I ask?
For the 2, I just did a trial program thing where, I basically had $1,000 of credit, and the 1 lead for 6+ windows, it was like $128, which seemed pretty high to me, when I called, the lady was like, oh, I saw the Anderson name. It was not a job I was even able to get anyway, because it was a warrant. She was calling about warranty work, so like,
oh man,
basically. So it was, and then the other one was a roofing job, and I called right away and just went straight to voicemail, and I haven't got a call back. So that's been my experience so far.
Well, hopefully, something comes through, right? What do you, Travis, consider your specialty when it comes to the services that you offer? Which services makes you money?
Probably roofing and...
Roofing?
Yeah, roofing and decks and garages.
Oh, nice. Okay. Do you do any remodeling too, or not so much?
Yep. Yeah, do a lot of remodeling, yep.
Oh, okay.
Kitchen, bathroom, and basement remodeling, yeah.
Wow, okay. And then, so let me see here. Okay. Is it just strictly residential, or would you say you also do commercial work too?
Yeah, I pretty much try to stick to residential, but, depending on the scope of things, sometimes I do some commercial, but not too often.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in business now?
Since 1999, so it's that 26 years.
Oh my gosh. That's a long time. You sound so young. Okay. Okay, that's good. Well, I mean, definitely. So just out of curiosity, like, I'm assuming a lot of your work has been word of mouth, right? You know, people referring.
Yeah, for many years, I haven't paid anything for advertising.
Why now, though? What's changed?
Well, I'm just trying to stay busy, and my son,
okay.
I have three boys. My youngest son was planning on going into electrical, but I talked to him about a month ago, and he said he wants to do what I'm doing. So basically, I got to get more work lined up.
You got to teach him the trade. Okay, good, good.
Yeah, he's been helping me for years. It's just,
that's so awesome. That's so, so awesome. Now, I'm going to be asking you a couple of questions, just because I'm trying to see if I can get you qualified for this one particular program. Okay. Do you carry any type of licensing for the business?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
I have a class A contractor's license, yeah.
A class A contractor's license. Okay. And do you carry at least a minimum, okay, of, let me see here what they're asking, a minimum of $250,000 in general liability insurance?
I believe that's what it's, I think it's more than that, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's.
I'll be honest with you, usually people have more than what's required, normally, okay? Okay. So there is a program that I want to discuss with you. It's one of my favorite programs. It's one that I think would be a good fit for you. So let's take a look. Okay. Now this program, it's called the Ideal Package. Basically what it is two of our programs that are combined into one. Okay. The first part of this program, it's going to be $299 a month. Okay. And it's going to have just $299 a month, because I'm going to actually waive this setup fee. Let me waive it here. So it's $299 a month, fixed flat rate. And what that's going to do, it's going to put you on the first page of Google in the local map section. So whenever they're looking for, you know, remodel, roofing, any of your services, now they will find your company listed there on the first page, and they will call you directly. Okay. We're going to also list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. In regards to Facebook, we're going to do Facebook advertising. Now, whenever someone is doing a search on Google for your service, and let's just say they didn't call you, right? But they happen to go to Facebook, and they're just looking at pictures or looking at stories, they're going to see your ad come up. That ad is going to also help you reach more new clients. And we can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. So once they click on it, they call you directly. Okay? Now, you don't have a website, right?
My son just made one. So he's kind of in the prep. Yeah.
Okay. So we want to make sure that your website is also attached where your business is listed. If you didn't have a website, then I would make sure that we include one for you at no additional cost. But as long as you have it, we want to make sure that that website's also attached. Okay? And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. Anytime that someone is using their iPhone, Android, tablet, or voice searches, they will find you listed on that first page. Okay? It would pretty much cover all of your bases. And that part is $299 monthly. Okay? So no matter how many calls or jobs you get, it's going to be that same flat rate.
Sure. Is there a 1 year, am I locked in for a certain amount of time on that?
No, it's a 3 month verbal commitment. So basically what we're asking you is to stick it out with us for 3 months. You pay monthly. Okay? We like to earn your business. All right? Now, the other part of this package is called Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads. You might have seen it. It's at the very tippy top of the page. And it has this check mark. Okay. Now, what that program is it's Google's pay-per-lead program. So that lead is actually going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You are not sharing it with anyone. It is only sent to you. Okay? So, for us to get you through that process of getting approved for that program, there's a one-time $250 application fee. You're going to fill out the application and just upload your certificate of liability insurance because that's all that's required. They're not even requiring a license. Okay? Now, you're going to submit that application. We're going to push it through to Google to get it approved. That approval could take 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say, Travis, I've seen, you know, some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends how quickly you submit the application and respond to the background check. Now, once you're approved, we're going to call you to notify you because within 3 days, they want to turn on those leads to activate them. Okay? Now, for the general contractor, okay, to turn on those leads, it's a minimum monthly budget of $247. And that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So, you know, those leads are $19. So when someone calls you regarding remodeling, right, or a room addition or interior exterior or even decks, okay, it's going to deduct the $19 from the $247. However, the kicker on it is, if someone's calling to solicitate you to see if you're hiring, if they're calling you from, I don't know, another state, okay, if they're calling you about a service that you do not offer, that is considered an unqualified lead, and Google has to credit the lead back to you. The only time that those leads are qualified is if you gave a price over the phone, okay, you gave them an estimate. Or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is qualified. Okay? Now, let's just say you only got one lead in that month. What is left over from your budget, it's going to roll over to the next month. So the next month for those leads, you're only paying $19 because basically you're paying for the lead that you got the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it sounds like you're talking about two different programs here.
Yes, it's two different programs that are actually combined into one package, which is the one that I was telling you that I was going to share with you first. Okay, so basically how this would work. Today, you would pay $549 because you're paying $299 and just the application fee for the Google Guaranteed program. Okay. Every ninth of the month, you're automatically paying just the $299 because that's covering the local SEO, the Facebook ads, the directory submission, the voice searches, the mobile platform. Okay. That's what's covering that monthly, your maintenance and your programming. Once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed program, which is Google's pay-per-lead program, then depending on when we call you and you say activate the leads, call me next week to activate them, or go ahead and activate them now, then that's when they would charge you the minimum monthly budget of the $247 to turn on your leads for that program. Now, with the pay-per-lead program, okay, if you were going on vacation or let's say you were on a project for the next month and you couldn't take on more leads, you can automatically go in your app and shut off the leads, or you call us to shut them off automatically. They will not turn back on until you call us to say, okay, go ahead and turn them back on, or unless if you went in your app to turn them back on. This is complete opposite, I'm going to tell you, of Angie's, because these are direct calls that you're going to receive.
Gotcha.
And the lead cost, honestly, is a lot lower than what you're paying with Angie's. I mean, for Windows, that's $120. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
High to me.
Yeah. And see, You know, you mentioned that roofing is also a profitable one for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's even a category for roofing, which is just strictly roofing leads. The roofing leads are actually $27. Okay. But the minimum monthly budget on those are $351. So when it comes to that program, my suggestion is you get yourself approved for the general contractor and get yourself approved for the roofing one, so that when you are approved, you can say, hey, I only want roofing leads right now. Okay, then you pay the $351, right? Or you could say, you know what, I only want you guys to turn on the general contractor leads, okay? Then you pay the $247 to turn them on. Now, if you wanted both of those turned on, then you just pay the higher monthly budget, the $351. And when a lead comes in for the general contractor, which would be in regards to like a deck or patio, right? Or a home remodel or a room addition or, you know, a remodeling job, then it would deduct the $19 from that because that's what's covering for the general contractor. Okay. So it's one of Google's better products, I'll tell you that much. And you have more control over it, when to have those off and on.
Yeah, well, I know I need to do, do something, something like that to, get more established, I guess. So.
And let me ask you this. I'm sure you're probably still in contact with a lot of your past clients, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful, because we're going to do this tool, okay? It's a helpful way for you to get reviews. We encourage it. It's the modern day word of mouth. So, imagine someone, okay, doesn't even know your company by name, that sees one review from someone who has used your services. You're going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends, Travis, who are now going to know who you are just by reading a review. So we encourage it. So you can either send it like via text to them through our program. You just type in their phone number, their email address. You hit send, and it'll automatically send them a link to leave you a review. And I'm sure you have a lot of pictures, right, of work that you've done in the past?
Oh, yeah.
Good, because we would definitely want to showcase your work, too. Do you know what the URL is for your website? I was trying to see if I could pull it up. Do you know if it's live yet, or is he still working on it?
Yeah, I think he's still working on it. It's
okay.
Pretty new, just last week or so.
How exciting. I'm glad that, you know, you have your son that's helping you with that. That's awesome. What's been a goal that you've set for yourself this new year that you really, really would want to achieve?
Like what type of goal are you talking? Like financially or?
Whether it's a goal for your business or a goal, personal goal, you know, like me, I would say, well, when I used to have a catering business, my goal was always to at least try to increase my revenue. Even like if I made, let's say, cause I had a side hustle catering business, right? That I only did on the weekends. And I remember that first year I made 10,000 and a goal that I had set was, like I had a business goal. I wanted to increase it. I wanted to try to double it, right? Which would require that, what do I need to do to get there? To double that revenue that I made the previous year, right? And then a personal goal that I had was eventually I wanted to buy another smoker. But the kind of smoker I wanted was going to cost me at least $2,000, you know? So what did I need to do to try to get that income to be able to make that purchase? So I had like a personal goal, but then I had like a business goal, right? Have you set any type of goal for yourself?
No, that's a really good, goals are really important.
Yeah. And I mean, would it be to like maybe just generate more revenue this year or to just generate more business to kind of keep you busy?
Yeah, just to be more established, I guess.
So okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, these are all things, you know, to consider, right? And what can we do to help you get there? So it's going to take marketing, right? Now, you've started some marketing with Angie's, and I know you've only been with them for a good minute, right? Also with this program, Travis, with the pay-per-lead program that I'm talking to you about too, you could cover the whole state if you wanted. I don't recommend it because it probably put you out way far. But you could even be selective on the areas that you do want to target, whether it be by county, by city, or zip code. Okay? So you could target as far as you wanted to with those leads, as long as it being in the whole state, that's where your insurance and license covers you, you know? But a license isn't required for this program. And I know that you can definitely pass a background check. So I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
So I can just see what more, you know, like what is there like a website I can go check out for more information? And
Let me do this, Travis. You do get text messages, right, on this phone number that we're speaking on?
Yep.
Okay. Let me send you this. I'm going to send you a pricing page. So this gives you some background of who we are, how we help you generate more leads, which is going to be direct phone calls, right? This link is also going to show you, like, our original rates. I mean, don't be alarmed because I actually applied some credits to help with pricing for you because you are an established business. And so that's why I'm actually preparing an email to show you the cost that I had mentioned so that way you have that in writing too. Okay. Go here. And then it also shows you our Google Partner Badge. So I want to be very clear. We are not Google. We do not work for Google. Google will never even call you directly. They work with corporations like Target, Macy's, you know, Walmart, Nike. Now, there are Google channel partners like ourselves that reach out to businesses like yours to help you with that assistance with getting on that first page. Okay?
All right.
And then let me just see here. It was 19 is the cost per lead on the general contractor. So I can't, like, I'm trying to figure out why they would say $120 for, you know, that just seems like kind of outrageous. What's the average cost? Like, if someone was replacing windows, like, let's say 5 or 6 windows, right? Like, what would that typically run if you were to do that?
I mean, like, what would my profit be?
Well, I would say, like, for example, I've talked to some guys, right? I'll give you an example, that are locksmiths, okay? For whatever reason, locksmiths, depending on the area where they're located, they can be pretty expensive, right? So I talked to one locksmith. His lead cost would be, like, I think it was like $50. And he's like, I'm literally depending, like, to go out there, and if it's just like a lockout or whatever, I mean, I'm probably charging like $70. So he would only be making a profit of $20, and maybe not even that, because depending on where they were located, he's got to count in his mileage and stuff, right? But he was in Florida. So out there, sometimes they tend to be super expensive. So, like, let's say for you, right? If you were doing installing 5 or 6 windows, what would that cost be to the consumer, to the potential prospect?
Well, we'll just say like $1,500 a window.
Okay.
If they're decent windows, it can vary quite a bit by that product.
Okay. So let's just say average $1,500, right? A window. Now, what would be, after taking out your cost, materials, you know, who you pay to help you with the job or what have you, if you're paying $120, would you make a good profit off of that for that lead?
I think so. It's just still seems quite high, but
Yeah. Well, it's high because you know why? Number one, you're sharing that lead, right? So it's not them calling you, you're having to call them. And then number two, if they're telling you, oh, I was just curious, or, you know, I already hired somebody, then that's really expensive for you because you paid for a lead, right? So not to badmouth Angie's, it's just the way their process is, how they operate. And it's pretty unique because they grab the leads off of Google because they'll spend millions of dollars running a Google ad, right? That'll say like 25 best general contractors near me, and they run them in an area where there's a heavy search. So that's how they capture the leads that they turn around and resell to you. They're grabbing them off of Google. Simply what we offer you is this. Why not have your own company listed there and generate the calls to you directly, right? I think that would be a lot better and makes more sense, right?
Yeah. Less competition potentially.
Well, yeah, and I kind of feel with as many years as you've been in the industry, I think as long as you have them on the phone, you can close a job.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to have them on the phone is all. So.
Right.
What do you think about all of this so far?
Interested. Okay. So like, what would be, so if I went with both the programs you're talking about, what would my expenses be if I ran it for a whole year? What would my yearly expense be for that?
That's a great question. So let's take a look. Okay. So if you paid that $299 every month for 12 months, right? Okay. You would be looking at $3,588. That would be your investment in 12 months with the part of the package that's $299. Okay. However, if you wanted to prepay that for a year, I can actually get it where it's discounted. You would, if you paid $2,500, it would cover that part of the program for you for the year. It's what we call prepaid, okay? So you wouldn't have that monthly of $299 coming out.
Sure.
Now,
is it something where I could start off paying monthly, and then if it works out, I could do it for a year?
Just as long as you reach out to me. I don't know if I would be able to, like, take into account, like, whatever you paid in the months. You know, we even have, like, because here's the thing. I'm always going to ask you for a three-month verbal agreement for you to stick it out with us for 3 months, but you pay monthly, okay? Now, as far as, like, with the Google pay per lead, we don't have anything that you would pay that for the year, because here's the thing. There could be a month where you got 4 leads. Whatever's left over, it rolls over, right? There could be a time where you might shut it off for a month because you got too much work and you need to catch up, right? So it wouldn't make sense for us to set you up where you would pay that program for the year. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because it depends, right? But at least with the $299 part of the package, you could do a 3 month prepaid. You could even do like a 6 month prepaid, or you could do a year. When you prepay it, it gives you more of a savings and you're not having that monthly bill come out. So like for 3 months, you could, in fact, for 3 months, let me see what they give you for the 3 months. For 3 months, it's $700. If you pay for the 6 months, it's $1,300. Okay. And then if you paid for the year, then it's $2,500. So when you do the math, right, $299 times it by 3, you pay that every month, it's $897. But when you pay $700, you're like saving $197, right? If you paid every month for 6 months, the $299, you're looking at, you would have invested $1,794. But when you pay the 6 months, it's $1,300, so actually you're saving like $494, right? And then when you pay for the year, of course, I mean, you're saving a lot more than that.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, well,
would you be interested in any of those prepaids? I mean, I know the year probably not, but...
Yeah, not right off the bat, but... I guess it does sound more interesting than Angie's. This is all kind of new
yeah.
to me. Like I said, I just word of mouth kind of guy. So
yeah, but you know what? I'll tell you this, and word of mouth has gotten you very far, right? But recently something changed. Where now, excuse me, where now you're having to have that more online presence, right? So
yeah.
Angie's, don't get me wrong, they're a great directory, but the problem is that you're on their website, right? So if you, like, let's say you needed a general contractor, right, or you needed a roofer, you didn't know anybody. I mean, where would you go to look for one?
Yeah, I suppose Google.
Yeah, and that's where 90% of searches are go. That's where they're being conducted. They're starting there and they're stopping there. And again, I'm not saying, Travis, that they don't go to these, you know, other directories, right? But majority of people are going to go there. And that's exactly where even Angie's goes, to market their own company,
sure.
because they know the profitability, right? I mean, with this, you'll also have what we call a customized tracking and reporting system, because I never want you to take our word for it, okay, that this program works. So you will be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many times you're coming up in those search results, how many phone calls you received, which ones were qualified, which ones weren't. You got to be able to track all of that. And
sure.
not only are you going to have a team dedicated to your account, but you will also have an account manager who's going to kind of give you that white glove treatment. Okay, a direct point of contact, someone who's going to update you on your account, because we know as long as you're successful with our program, that's going to equal our success just as much. Okay. Have you heard of any of these companies, Clyde Construction, Hugo Home Improvement, High Point Construction,
yes.
Artisan Homes, Triple A Decking? Some of those guys sound familiar?
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
Okay. These are just some of the guys right now that are not only part of that Google Pay-Per-Lead program, but they're also coming up on the first page. So these guys right now are capitalizing on 90% of the searches that are being done daily, and that's exactly where you're going to be coming up as one of those options. So you have the same opportunities as they do.
Okay.
Okay. So do you feel that this would be beneficial for you to give this a shot? That way we can prove it to you, Travis?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What would, let me do this. What's the best email for you?
That's the number 5, and then walleyes, walleyes at gmail.com.
Do you have access to your email right now?
Yep.
Okay. Just because I kind of hear you, it sounds like you're working. So I didn't know if you
yeah.
would. I'm like, please don't tell me you're on a roof. I've literally had a guy tell me I'm on a roof right now. And I'm like, why are you even talking to me? He's like, I got my, his little earbud or whatever in his ear. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, don't freak me out here. Now, do you know when your son's going to have the website, when it's going to be live or completed? Do you have an idea?
I mean, in the next week or two. He's in hockey and probably going to be the last weekend of hockey next week coming up here. So depending on
oh, no
the
way.
Playoffs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How exciting. Has he played for years?
Yeah, he's 19. He's played a lot of hockey, and now he's playing junior hockey in Wisconsin.
No way. Oh my gosh. Man, you know, I'm a Kings fan. My husband's a Ducks fan. And our daughter, she lives in Vegas, so she's all into the hockey team out there. I don't even pay attention to what the name is, but she loves it. My grandson loves it. Yeah, they have a blast. I just sent you an email. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say, Travis, ideal package in the subject part of the email. How's your guys' weather right now?
Yesterday it was like 67. It's really nice.
I was gonna
today
say that's not
like
bad
30.
At all.
No,
oh
no,
gosh.
It's sweet. Yeah, it was.
But what a big drop! You don't even want to know. We're having a heat wave out here in California. Literally 91 degrees. My daughter's in Vegas, and she's like, "It is freezing over here. It's so cold." But yeah, yesterday was 91. I was like, turn on the central air because I'm roasting over here.
Yeah, that's a little warm for this time of year.
Right? I, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like, I feel like we skipped spring. I feel like we went straight into summer.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of snow out here yet. But
yeah. I bet you it's so
like
pretty out there.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the reasons why I live here.
Yeah, have you always lived there?
Yeah.
Born and raised?
My life, yeah.
Yeah? Aw. Yeah, the first time I ever experienced snow, the first thing my husband told me was, don't step on it. And I stepped on ice. Well, I didn't do it on purpose, but I tried to, like, kind of jump over it. I landed flat on my back. It wasn't the best experience. Yeah. He's like, the first thing I told you and you didn't listen. Sorry, I was just plugging in my headset because I could hear the beeping like my battery's about to die. Did that email come through to you?
Let me check here.
Okay. Because I just want to go over it with you just so that way everything's understood clearly, okay? I hope I spelled your name right. Do you spell it the traditional way? T-R-A-V-I-S?
Yep.
Okay, good. I don't like when I misspell.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, beautiful. So what I always like to do here, Travis, is just to kind of give you the breakdown on where the money goes to, right? So from that $299, it's going to be split. $100 goes to your Facebook ads that we are managing. You will not incur click fees, okay? And then $199 is going to cover your local programming and maintenance. Now, if for any reason, okay, your son is going to take longer than a week or 2 weeks most, to complete that website, I would have my team create you a temporary one to have in place until yours is done, and then we just switch it out, okay? Because I don't want you without a website if it's going to take longer than that, okay? And that's not going to cost you anything. It would be just a temporary website. And even if you like the one that we made, I mean, up to you, okay? But again, it's just because I don't know if he's going to take longer than 2 weeks. We definitely want to have a website at least in place until his is done. Okay. And then you have the $250 application fee. So this is where the $549 comes in. Now, your monthly costs ongoing. Okay. Every ninth of the month, you're paying the $299. Okay. Automatically, that's where $199 goes to your local programming maintenance. And then the $100 goes towards your Facebook ads that we are managing, okay? Then once you're approved for the Google Verified program, okay, the pay-per-lead, then that's when you would have the activation budget. So, again, the roofer activation budget is $351. The general contractor is $247. If you chose to have both of them turned on, you pay the higher minimum monthly budget, And when a lead comes in for the roofer, it deducts 27. If it's a general contractor lead, it deducts 19. If you said, listen, I only want the general contractor leads turned on, okay, then your minimum monthly budget is 247. Okay? So does that make sense?
Sure. And that's on top of the 299 for the
Correct.
Other stuff you're talking about.
Correct. Uh-huh. That would be an addition. This is the additional cost, what we call it. Okay? Now, those leads, again, you can pause them at any time. Okay? If you took two leads and you're like, hey, I got to shut them off because I got a job and I'm going to be pretty booked out for 3 weeks. Okay? Shut off your leads. Now, when you either call us or you remove it from being paused, it will pick up from where it left off. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah, so that one wouldn't necessarily be paying every month type of thing. So
your $299, that's automatic monthly, right?
Yeah.
But
right,
for the leads,
the other stuff.
Yeah, for the leads, like let's say you got two leads, right? And then you shut it off. Okay? And then a month later, you removed the pause, right? You turned it back on. Then it's going to pick up where it left off before it has to replenish again. Okay? So basically, let's say you were already approved, right? You activated your leads. You turned on just a general contractor one. You paid $247, turned on the leads. And then let's say a week later, you'd only got one lead and then you shut it off. Okay, then you called in on April 9th and you said, okay, remove my pause. Well, you had only gotten one lead, so now it's going to pick up where it left off. So then the following month, when your next billing would be due for the leads, it would look at what you had received, and then you would pay only for the leads that you had received. Okay, so you're going to have two different billing dates. You're going to have a billing date for your leads because depending on when those get turned on, but every ninth of the month, it's the $299. And the team member as well as your account manager will go over all of that with you just so that way you have a clear understanding, invoices. You always have everything in your client dashboard where you can view what leads were qualified, which ones weren't. So everything is trackable. We make it as simple as possible for you too. Okay?
Sure. I'm a little confused about the two different programs. Kind of sound like one, but I understand they're not. But like
yeah,
the,
it's
the
called,
$299.
What we call it is the ideal package because it's two of our programs that are combined into one package. So when it comes to the $299, that's giving you the local SEO, first page placement, which is in that local map, the directory listings, the Facebook ads, as well as anyone that uses their iPhone, Android, tablet, voice searches, it's going to cover all of that, right? Now, the one where you pay per lead, it is a separate program. And they're actually the ones that you're going to see at the very, very top of the page, okay, on Google in the same way that you do a search result, except they'll have a check mark that says Google verified. And those are at the very, very top of the page. So you're going to actually have, in fact, two different profiles on Google. One that will be like still all your direct calls in the local map, but then also at the top, which is in the Google verified paper lead. Okay. So basically you're getting what I would say two spotlight positions on Google. In
yeah.
fact, are you in front of a computer so I can show you?
No, not.
Okay. I was going to say, so this way you can see where there's two different profiles.
Gotcha. Yeah, is that something I can look at later on this evening when I get home, look at my computer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds more appealing than Angie. I guess I need to do a little bit more research. And then
I would say hands down, it is one of Google's better products, right? I encourage it with anybody that qualifies for that program because of the profitability. In fact, I could even send you, Travis, a testimonial from someone with a pest control company, right? These guys started out, they've been with us 4 years now, but they started out with us like literally with like less than $5 in their bank account. This guy is doing both programs and his business is booming. And he has had great success with both programs. So if I could ask you this, you know, I know it's a lot of information that I've given to you. What do you think, you know, what would be one of the things that I guess I would say that would hold you back from moving forward with this type of a service?
I mean, just the initial cost, I guess. Well, I know,
okay.
I understand it.
The $549, is that a lot for you right now?
I spent about $20,000 in hockey in the last year, so.
Oh, my God.
My extra money just...
You're like, yeah, Nadine, it's a lot. Okay. I appreciate you sharing that with me. No. I appreciate you sharing that with me because I want to see where I could help you. Okay. That's why I'm asking. Okay. Let me take a look at something. How are you with the $299 a month until you, when you get approved for the Google Verified program?
I mean, it sounds more reasonable than Angie's.
Okay.
As far as, that goes initially. So, I mean, I guess it all boils down to results. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely. So, I know right now you can't do prepaid because, I mean, obviously even this $549 is a little much, right? Let me see something. Now, I know your son's doing the website. Let me just kind of put in a credit for that. What if I could help you at least with that application fee and get that application fee cut in half for you, okay, where you would pay $125 for the application fee. So basically what you would do is you would pay $424 today, okay? You have every month on the 9th, the $299, and then I would probably say maybe late March, like last week of March, maybe even mid-April, you would be approved for the Google Verified. And even so, if you were approved by late March and you're like, I'm not ready yet, can you guys call me in 3 weeks? They're going to call you back to activate your leads, right? They're not just going to automatically do it.
Sure.
I can get down the initial investment to $424. Would that be more feasible for you to give us a shot today?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So yeah, I'm going to cut that application in half for you. Let me do this because I want to resend it to you. So this way it now shows the new application fee. Like I said, Travis, I'm going to do what I can to help you on my end, you know. I know,
yeah.
$20,000. Wow, that's crazy. Is he going to go pro? I hope, right?
Yeah, I'm about 150 into it at this point, for hockey. Just one kid. I can't imagine people who have like 3 kids in hockey, but.
Oh my gosh. Aw. But you know what? He could be doing worse things, right? That's what I say.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So he must be pretty good then, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He, in December, he got Defenseman of the Month for the league.
No way.
Oh.
my daughter, my youngest one, well, my two younger ones played soccer. And my youngest one was really good, really good. And she actually got scholarships that she was able to use towards, I mean, well, you can imagine what I was paying in tuition for. She was trying to get into MIT, but she ended up at Boston University. So that was a pretty penny, you know.
Yeah, kids are expensive.
You're telling me. Grandkids are even more, but you know what? I have more fun paying more for my grandkids than I did for my kids, actually. I don't know why I say that, but I don't know. I get accused that I love the grandkids more than them, but I'm like, no, it's just different. Because I don't know how to say no to my grandkids, and neither does my husband. So I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's good or bad that we don't know how to say no. But I mean, it's not like stuff that's useless. You know what I mean? It's, you know, but yeah, kids are very expensive. That's for sure. Okay. So I'm actually resending this email to you, Travis. Now, I did want to ask you, this number that you and I are currently speaking on, is that like the best number for you to reach you? Like whenever we have, let's say, updates, right? Or we need something from you, is that always going to be the best number to reach you at?
Yep.
Okay. Is that the same number that you also have listed for the business as well?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay. And your last name, it's just for the account purpose here with me.
Last name's Anderson. S-O-N.
Anderson, you said?
Yep.
Okay. A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Okay.
Correct.
Now, I was looking at the company name and I noticed, I saw that it said capital T dot capital A dot, quality construction.
Correct.
Okay. And the address that's associated with the business, I don't know why Angie's does that, but they always put the address. I show a 5201 43rd Avenue. Northeast.
Yep. That's
okay.
Correct.
Is that by chance your home address?
Yes, it is.
Okay. We're going to hide it. It doesn't need a show on Google. It's not a storefront. So we definitely don't want your address to be showing. Okay. Now it looked, I saw also a Facebook page, but you know what? I went to click on it and it doesn't take me anywhere. Is your son working on that right now too? The Facebook page? Do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
No, not Facebook, but
the website, yes.
Website, yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull it up because it looked like there was a Facebook link attached, but when I clicked on it, it didn't open up anything. And I know you said you think you had a Facebook, right?
Yeah, it was just something I did a long time ago, so I don't think it's probably not legit or whatever. So.
Okay. So what I'm going to encourage you, I mean, you at least have a personal Facebook, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to encourage you to open up the business Facebook page. Or wait a minute. Hold on. Is this Travis, Jen, is that your wife?
Yeah.
Okay, I just found something because I went on Facebook and I searched up. Okay, so here's what I found. Now, I know, I guess it's on her page. She has the business, like, phone numbers listed there to contact you, but I didn't see an actual business page, right, for the business. So I need you to open up a business Facebook page, and all you're going to do is add us on as managers because I want you to have the ownership to your Facebook page, okay? And then we'll help you with the content on there. So as long as you open up like a shell page, and our team, they'll send you the instructions on how to do it. It's real simple, okay? And the period should be in between the T and the A, right? Is that how it's typically listed?
Yeah, it's like T period, A period.
T period. Okay, okay, perfect. Okay, awesome. Now, I know we were talking about some of your services. So I just want to put some notes so that way when you have your client interview and onboarding with my technician, I want them to know where to start from. Okay. Aside from yourself, is there anyone else that you want me to notate on this account here with us that has authorization to make changes other than you?
No.
Just you. Okay. If at any time you want to add your son later, let us know so that way we can notate it on the account, okay? And then sure. What are your, like, typical hours of operation?
7 to 6.
Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday closed?
Well, actually, I end up working a lot on Saturday, so I guess you can have it be open for Saturday too, but Sunday closed.
Okay. So put Monday through Saturday is good?
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday, we're going to let you rest. Right?
Need some of that, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And spend time with family. Okay. And then
exactly. The
areas of target. Now, excuse me. Do you want to discuss that during your client interview, like the areas that you want to target or how far? So that way they have
yeah.
a better idea? Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to put that on here. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Yeah, phone and text. I guess all three, really. I mean,
all three? Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Now, you're going to have a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. This is how you're going to be able to tell what calls are actually coming from our program. It's also a helpful tool for you to keep it organized within your reporting system. And if for any chance you got a spam call, you block it through our system as well. Okay? So just an FYI.
Okay.
I'm going to let them know that we need to help you with getting some reviews on there once that's set up. And then I'll put on here that you're going to create your business Facebook page. We'll create business Facebook page and provide link once it's created. Do you need us to do the temporary website until yours is done?
I mean, if there's no cost, I guess it wouldn't,
there's
it
no
wouldn't
cost.
Hurt.
There's no cost. So I'm going to put on here, do you have a business logo already?
Yeah, actually.
You actually do? Okay.
Actually, he made that. See, I don't know if he texted it to me.
Okay. As long as you supply it to us during the client interview or within the first 7 days, there's going to be a lot of things that we'll need from you. Well, not a whole lot, but there's going to be stuff that I'm going to require from you. And we ask you to at least submit it within the first 7 days. Okay. So I'm going to have them create the temporary website until yours is done. And then all you do is you provide us a link so that we can switch it out. So it's your website showing that your son created. Okay. And it's not going to cost you more. So don't worry about that. Now, roofer, we're putting roofer and general contractor. And you have at least a state ID or driver's license or U.S. passport, right? To show,
yep.
to prove that it's you. I know it's a silly
yeah.
question, but I have to ask. And then
yeah,
I'm
do we need that right
off.
Now or?
No. So, the process that I'm taking you through with setting up the account, there's going to be some questions that I'm going to be asking you. And then when it comes time to do the background check, because Google's going to run a background check on you, they just go back 7 years to make sure you don't have felonies. Okay. So when they run the background check, there's two different companies that they use. One is called Pinkerton and the other one is called Evident. ID. Once we know who it is, our team is going to reach out to you. Hey, Travis, be on the lookout for a text message or an email coming from Pinkerton or it's coming from Evident ID because you got to respond within real time, within 24 hours. Now, one of them might ask you, I can't remember which one it is, but one will ask you, upload a front and back copy of your driver's license or U.S. passport or your state ID, because they're identifying that it's you that they're doing the background check on. Now, the other one might tell you, you know, put your name, put your birth date, because again, they're identifying it's you, but we will let you know who it is prior to that, so you're on the lookout for it, okay? Make sense?
Yeah, sounds like I got a lot of work to do.
Not a whole lot for you. That's why we have a team dedicated and you have your account manager. So we walk you through this every step of the way. Our goal is for you to focus on your jobs while we do the work. Okay? And then let me just put this here. Okay, so license is not required. He has a certificate of liability insurance. Okay, perfect. And then what I do want to list here, okay, I'm going to put roofing for your keywords. I'm going to put general contractor. I know you said decks and patios, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. What else do you want me to put on here? Remodels?
Yeah.
Okay. You said something about garages. Do you build garages?
Yeah.
The ADUs?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Nice. Let me put that ADUs. I know I saw someone converted their garage and I was like, oh, wow, makes me want to move in there. It looks so good. You do room additions too?
Yes.
And what about interior and exterior work?
Yeah, like I guess siding and windows.
Okay, good. Is this both residential and commercial or just residential?
Just residential.
Okay, I'm going to put in here keywords. Okay, perfect. And they'll go over with you more in detail in regards to all of this. Okay. All right. Now, Travis, we're going to go over billing. Okay. The card that you're going to be putting on file, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's my name, personally.
Your name. Okay. Does it only say Travis Anderson, or is there like a middle initial?
Let me look here.
Okay.
Yeah, middle initial, Travis M. Anderson.
M as in Mary?
Michael.
Yep. Okay. I mean, I know your middle name's not Mary, but I was just trying to make sure I didn't hear N. Okay. And is it the same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And is this Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Let's see, MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 5178.
Uh-huh.
0591.
Okay.
3749.
Okay.
4804.
Expiration, month, and year.
9 of 29.
And the CVV code on the back.
919.
And you said it was September of 2029, right? When it expires?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right. So, Travis, before I process this transaction, okay, I'm going to walk you through our voice verification recording. It is because I have you at a pre-discounted agreement, and it's an added form of protection for you, okay? Now, when I am walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me. All you say is, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process this payment. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I am going to turn on the recording. Okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TA Quality Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Travis Anderson, and I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yep.
Now, I'm going to also send you right now a text with our phone number. I'm going to encourage you to please save our phone number in your contacts under Local Splash. So this way you never lose our phone number. Whenever our team calls you, the customer service, they're going to call you from that 877 number. So I sent you the text, and I'm going to repeat the number to you. That number is 877-635-6225. So please make sure that you save that number in your contacts. Please allow 24 hours.
Can you say the number again?
877-635-6225. Okay? So that number, you want to save it. So this way you always have it on hand. But also because when our customer service calls you, it would be from that number. Okay?
Okay.
Now, and like I said, we always ask, allow for Local Splash to return your calls, all calls, within 24 hours, okay? You're also going to have that account manager, too, okay? So a direct point of contact. Now,
all right.
As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors, companies that are not associated with Local Splash. I'm going to provide you a security question, okay? This is to protect your account here with us. This is how you're going to identify if it's actually a call coming from us and not another company. Now, you can choose, Travis, that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
First pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Lucky.
Okay. So, if at any time you're not sure if it's us actually calling you, just ask, what's my security question? Now, if they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the question, then you disconnect the call. Okay?
Yep, that works.
All right. Now, several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive those calls and you happen to be interested in trying it out, let me know first because we can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? You want
not
me to
sure
explain this first? Let me explain
yeah
it. I usually do, so no worries. So basically what we're saying here is this. We're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call first so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to.
Sure.
So all we're saying is just call us, you know, so we can make sure that it's not something we're already doing. Because, again, then you would be spending more money and it can hurt you more instead of helping you. Okay?
That makes sense.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include proof of insurance, your business license, Google verification application, okay, and any other documents that are required for the GBP verification, Google Business Verification Profile. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame could result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 9th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $424. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, so we're asking you to stick it out with us for 3 months. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the ninth day of each month, in the amount of $299. Now, that is a monthly recurring payment. You're not being charged for the leads until you get approved, and we call you to notify you of the approval and when to activate your leads. Okay? Now,
okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Again, it's at the number that I asked you to save, and I'm going to repeat it, 877-635-6225. Make sure, Travis, that you speak with a live representative if you need to cancel. Okay? Now,
yeah.
If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. If you cancel after the 90 days, then there's no early termination fee. Okay? To prevent charges for the next month of service, make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that bill is due so you don't get charged on that date. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm updating the package and then I'm processing the payment. You're going to start receiving a series of text messages and emails. There's going to be 3 of them that we're going to go over briefly. The next thing that I want to do is I want to schedule a client interview and onboarding. Okay, this is going to be with one of our technicians. We block out an hour. It's going to take about maybe, I'm going to say about 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It depends on how many questions or details you have. But let's schedule that at a time that's convenient for you. When do you think you might have that application completed?
By when? I suppose I could have it done by Wednesday evening.
Okay. So why don't we do this? We could do your client interview tomorrow or Wednesday. Even if you don't have the application done, that's okay. Let me see. Actually, let me tell you what times I have available because you're 1 hour ahead of me, right? You're on mountain time. I think right now it's 1 o'clock for you, I believe. Hold on.
Central time.
Oh, you're
2 o'clock.
On central time. Oh, my gosh. Yes. You guys don't do the time change, right?
No, we did. We just did over the weekend. Spring spring forward.
Right? I know. I feel like I lost sleep. I'm totally bummed. Okay. So, yes, that's right. You're central. If you were in Dickinson, that's mountain time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone. Okay? So, I actually have on Wednesday, which would be the 11th, I have a 10 o'clock, I have a 12 o'clock, and I have a 5 o'clock. What time would you like?
Let's do a 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? Okay. Now, on the 11th on Wednesday, we're going to call you from an 877 number. I'm going to send you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know when your appointment is. So I need you to answer all calls within 12 to 1 o'clock because we'll call you within that time frame. I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview just in case if you forget so you are reminded when it's going to be. If for some reason we call you and you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. If when we call you, you're like, hey, I need to reschedule, then we'll reschedule it, okay? If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to your technician just because I like to really do the introduction since we've built kind of a rapport, right? But
sure.
If I'm not available, I'm going to tell you they will not wait for me because they want to get things moving, okay? So let me just put here. And at some point, you're going to also hear from your account manager. They're going to introduce themselves, okay? So let me put.
All right.
All right. And we're almost done. I appreciate your time. I know you're working away over there. So I need you to take a look at either your text messages or your emails. Now, there's going to be one that says initial invoice. And then there's one that says action pictures needed. And then there's one that says Google guaranteed campaign.
Okay, I think I got it.
Which one are you looking at right now?
The text message.
Okay. What does the first one say that you're looking at? And I'll tell you which one to open.
Speaker.
Okay. No worries.
Okay. So... there's a bunch of them.
I told you were going to get a bunch, right?
Yeah. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email.
Okay, that one. Let's open up that one. Okay. All right. Okay, so you're going to open it up, and it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And about two sentences down, it's going to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that.
Okay.
Okay. And now it's going to open up this page that's going to tell you Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very tippy top.
Yep.
You see that? Okay. I need you to scroll. It's going to probably be almost to the very bottom of the page. But you're going to see where it says mobile phone, and it actually has your phone number, right? You see that? It's almost to the very bottom.
I go to the very, very bottom. It says, generate 10x more leads today, get a quote.
Did you click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Okay. And then keep scrolling. Do you see where it says confirm signature It's almost at the very bottom. There should be something that says your mobile phone number in a box.
I don't see that. This is just terms and conditions is what it is.
Okay, yeah. So you're on the terms and conditions, right?
Yep.
And then at the top, you're going to keep scrolling down. It's almost at the very bottom of the page. You might have to turn your phone horizontal.
Well, I mean, I scroll all the way down to the end of it, and I don't see anything that has a box with any information.
Nothing that says, let me take a look here.
Nope.
Huh. It should 16, look.
19, there, all the, agency or record of agreement, generate 10x more leads today, get a quote, company services, quick links.
Yeah, no, it's not that. Okay, go, do me a favor, Travis, go back out of there.
Okay, well, it says mobile phone, I agree to receive.
Oh, there you go, yes. So you're going to click in the three boxes. One is saying you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one says that you're certifying it's your name on the card. Information is accurate and correct. And then the other one states that you acknowledge that the payments are reoccurring and automatic. And at the bottom, where it's telling you to type your name, you're going to put it exactly as it reads. Travis space M, no period, space Anderson. And then
so
you would click on confirm signature.
Okay, click through to type your name. Travis M. Anderson.
And then when you do that, okay.
Confirm signature.
Yes. And then it should open up a page that's asking you to put in a username and a password.
Success, your signature confirmed has been saved successfully. Okay, yep, no.
Okay.
All right.
Now, the username and password that you're looking at right now, this is where you log in to track your results with us. Okay? So, the text message that I sent you earlier, I'll read it to you, but I did send it to you in the one that I asked you to save our phone number. Your login credentials are included in that. So, your username is always going to be your phone number altogether, no dashes. Okay.
Okay.
And then your password is all lowercase, one word. Cool money. COOL money. MONEY. All one word, lowercase. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I would suggest you go in there within 5 to 7 days because the technician's going to be setting all that up so you can start tracking stuff that we're doing. Okay, this is where you would see all of your results. And they can also help you with downloading our app on your phone, too, to make it more easy for you. Okay, now there's one that you're going to look for that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Oh, it says connect to Google. Connect.
Don't do anything there. Yeah, don't do anything there because the technician's going to be creating all of that. Okay. But I did just want you to kind of get the hang of going in there, okay?
Okay.
Now find the one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
This is really taking way longer than I was planning on.
We're almost done. Unless if you want me to call you back later on this evening, and then we'll go over the last two.
Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea.
Can we do that? Okay.
No.
It's okay. What's a good time for me to call you tonight, and then I'll go over the last two emails with you?
5:30. Will that work?
That's perfect. Okay. I'm going to put you on my calendar. I'm going to call you back at 5:30, so we just go over the last ones, and then you're all set, okay? I want to be the first to welcome you and thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business, Travis. So I'll call you from the 877 number, okay? So that way you recognize it. And I'll call you at 5:30, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.